Riga Ableton Live 12 Kick Weight Playbook for Rewind-Worthy Drops. Beginner-friendly, but we're doing it the real way. Alright, let's build a kick that feels heavy in Riga Jungle drum and bass, but also survives mastering. Because in this style, the kick isn't just loud, it's weighted, controlled, and it keeps its authority even when the limiter is pushing. And here's the big idea for today. The master chain is not where you invent weight. The master chain is where you protect it. We're going to create the weight mostly at the kick and drum level, carve the space around it, then finish with a simple, DNB safe mastering chain. By the end, you'll have three things. 1. A kick chain that gives you thump, knock, and translation. 2. Drum group glue that makes the whole drop feel like one machine. 3. A clean master chain that gets loud without turning your kick into paper. Let's go step by step. Step 0. Session prep. Your DNB safety rails. Set your tempo around 170 to 175 BPM. I'll assume 174, because it's super common. Leave the master fader at 0. Don't pull it down to fix clipping. If it's clipping, that's a mix or gain staging issue, not a master fader issue. Now the gain staging rule for this lesson. Before your final limiter, you want your pre-master peaks roughly living around -6 to -3 dB. You're basically reserving space for loudness. Next, drop in a reference track, a real ragger roller or jungle step type tune in the vibe you're chasing. Put it on an audio track. Add utility on that reference track, and bring its gain down so it peaks around -6 dB too. That's important because if your reference is louder, you'll make bad decisions. Your ear will always pick louder as better, even if it's worse. Quick coach move, get used to level matching everything. Anytime you add drive, saturation, or compression, you'll pull output down so the before and after are roughly the same loudness. Then you judge tone, weight, and punch honestly. Cool, now we build the kick. Step 1. Pick and tune a kick that can carry weight. In Riga DNB, a good kick often has a fundamental somewhere around 50 to 70 HZ, some body in the 100 to 200 zone, and a click or definition in the 2 to 5K range so it reads on smaller speakers. Load your kick sample on a MIDI track using Simpler. In Simpler, turn warp off. That helps keep the transient clean. Turn snap on. Now adjust Simpler's gain so the raw kick peaks around -12 to -9 dB. This is your headroom foundation. Now tuning, the simple beginner method. Put tuner after Simpler. Trigger the kick a few times. If it's fighting your sub key, adjust Simpler's transpose and move in small steps, plus or minus 1 to 3 semitones first. A nice DNB tip. A kick tuned near the root, or sometimes the fifth, often feels locked with the sub. Not always, but it's a great starting point. Now step 2, the kick weight chain. All stock Ableton devices. Here's the order we're building on the kick track. EQ8, then drum bus, then saturator, then glue compressor, and optionally a limiter just for peak taming. Let's start with EQ8. Set it to stereo. First move, a high pass filter at 20 to 30 HZ. Use a steeper slope like 24 dB per octave. You're not removing weight. You're removing rumble that steals headroom and makes your limiter freak out. Next, sweep the 200 to 400 HZ area with a bell. If it sounds boxy or cardboard, why? Cut about 2 to 4 dB. Not a giant scoop, just enough so the kick stops sounding like it's inside a shoebox. Optional move, if the kick truly lacks a solid fundamental, try a modest bell boost around 55 to 70 HZ. 1 to 2 dB. Keep it gentle, because the limiter does not like huge sub boosts. Weight is control plus harmonics, not extreme EQ. Now drum bus. This is where we start getting that club weight feeling. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Start around 8. Now the boom section. Keep it conservative. Try 0 to 20%. Set the boom frequency around 55 to 65 HZ, and set the decay around 150 to 250 milliseconds. Here's what you're listening for. The kick should feel bigger, like it has more chest, but it shouldn't turn into a long sub note that overlaps your bass. Then transients, try plus 5 up to plus 20. This adds smack without necessarily adding overall loudness the same way. Comp can be just a touch, 0 to 20%, just to bring it together. Now saturator, set it to analog clip, turn on soft clip, drive somewhere like plus 2 to plus 6 dB, start at 3 or 4. Now the important teacher note. Level match. Saturation will sound better because it's louder and brighter. Pull the saturator output down until the saturated kick and the bypassed kick feel about the same volume. Then decide if it's actually heavier or just louder. What saturator is doing for you is adding harmonics, so the kick reads on phones and laptops, and also holds its shape under limiting. Now glue compressor on the kick. Attack. About 3 milliseconds. That lets the transient through so it still punches. Release. Auto is a safe start. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loudest kick hits. We're not trying to flatten the kick. We're just controlling it. Makeup off. Adjust output manually if you need. Now optional. A limiter on the kick track only. This is not for smashing. It's for rogue peaks. Set ceiling around minus 0.5 dB and set gain so it only catches maybe half a dB to 1 dB occasionally. If it's clamping down 3 to 6 dB all the time, that's not mastering. That's crushing. Go back and fix the transient with a saturation stage. Quick metering check if you want to be extra confident. Drop spectrum on the kick. You want a stable bump around the fundamental, plus some controlled harmonic energy above it. Not a random low-end mountain that changes every hit. Now step 3. Make the kick win against the bass. This is where most my kick is weak problems actually live. Problem identifier number 1. If your kick sounds huge solo but small inside the drop, that's masking. Usually bass low mids, or a break layer washing the low mids, not the kick EQ. So let's do clean low-end management. On your sub-bass track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your kick as the input. Start with attack around 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Fast. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. At 174 BPM, this range usually lands well. Shorter is tighter and more modern. Longer breathes more. Ratio 4 to 1. Then adjust threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction each time the kick hits. Now on your bass mid layer, do a lighter version. Same idea, but only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction so the movement stays alive. Now bass EQ discipline. If you have a dedicated sub layer, low pass your mid bass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That stops it from competing with your sub and kick fundamentals. Then check 150 to 300 Hz for buildup. This is where drops get loud but not heavy. That area can become fog. Sometimes a 1 to 2 dB cut there is the difference between big and crowded. Now step 4. Drum group weight glue. Group your drums, kick, snare, hats, breaks into a drum group. The goal is to make the drop feel like a single unit, not separate parts fighting. On the drum group, at EQ 8 first, high pass at 20 to 25 Hz, just clean up. Optionally, if the group feels thick, dip around 250 to 350 Hz by 1 to 2 dB. Again, tiny moves, then drum bus gently on the group. Drive 3 to 8%, transients plus 5 to plus 10, boom 0 to 10% at around 60 Hz, only if it helps. Don't double boom and turn your low end into one note. Then glue compressor on the group. Attack around 10 milliseconds. That's a classic move. Slower attack equals more punch. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, or auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Now the kick should feel like it's driving the whole drop, not just being loud. Step 5. The mastering chain. DNB friendly. Beginner safe. Keep it minimal. You're not trying to be a mastering engineer with 12 devices. You're trying to protect weight and get to a sensible loudness. Suggested chain on the master. EQ 8, then glue compressor, then saturator for soft clip, then limiter. On EQ 8, do a gentle high pass at 20 Hz. Use 12 or 24 dB per octave and keep everything subtle. Plus or minus 1 dB type moves. Glue compressor on the master is optional. If you use it, attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for half a dB to 1.5 dB of gain reduction. Very light. Just a touch of cohesion. Then saturator as a soft clip stage. Analog clip mode. Soft clip on. Drive plus 1 to plus 4 dB. Then pull output down to level match. This stage often helps you get loud without the limiter doing all the ugly work. Finally, limiter. Ceiling at minus 1 dB for safer streaming. Or minus 0.5 if you're doing a club promo type thing. Increase gain until it feels loud without the kick turning into paper. That papery sound is a classic sign the limiter is shaving off your transient. And here's the reality check. If the limiter is doing more than about 4 to 5 dB constantly, you'll lose weight and groove at 170 plus BPM. Back off and fix upstream. Extra coach test. Temporarily disable your whole master chain except the limiter. If you can't get the drop to feel solid with only a couple dB of limiting, the solution isn't a better master chain. The solution is kick, bass, and low mid cleanup. Also, throw a meter on the master and watch true peak behavior. If true peaks spike hard exactly on kick hits, it can mean you're too clicky up top, or you're clipping too late and the limiter is overreacting. And do a quick mono check sometimes. Put utility on the master and hit mono. If the kick loses authority, you might have stereo low-end issues or facey layers fighting your center. Now step 6. Arrangement tricks for rewind-worthy kick weight. This is the fun part because mastering doesn't exist in a vacuum. Arrangement can make the exact same kick feel twice as heavy. Trick 1. The 1-beat pre-drop vacuum. Right before the drop, cut the bass and most drums for 1 beat. Leave a vocal shot, a tiny snare fill, or some air. When the kick returns, it hits like a truck because the ear got reset. Trick 2. Kick first entry. First bar of the drop, geo kick and hats only, no sub for 1 or 2 hits. Then bring the sub in. The perceived weight jump is massive and you didn't even change your mastering. Trick 3. Call and response with bass. Don't let the bass dominate every tiny subdivision. Leave micro gaps where the kick lands. The kick needs clear frames to be seen. If you want an easy upgrade, do a weight ramp across the first 8 bars. Bars 1 and 2, simpler bass notes so the kick establishes dominance. Bars 3 and 4, add movement. Bars 5 to 8, add extra percussion and break spice. It feels like the drop is getting heavier without you turning anything up. Now let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the traps.